Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today and WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Office, Livestock Agent Specialist Mackenzie Hall. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I sure hope you are.
Doing well.
Pleasure to chat with you, Mackenzie. We got important stuff to talk about, your specialty livestock. So why don't we just start in with that? So tell us, Mackenzie, why is culling so critical right now, especially when input costs are up?
Yeah, so with all of everything going on right now with the drought and input costs for farmers really being high, we want to think of our farm as a business with a tight budget. And so a cow that may miss a calf or just isn't breaking even, not producing really well, she is draining your feed and your cash. So strategic culling kind of protects your core genetic resources by directing these limited feed away from those unproductive animals and towards your best producers.
So, Mackenzie, I'm assuming that you've got to know who's doing what. So what kind of records are essential for making these kind of decisions now?
Yeah, so it does not have to be complicated at all. At minimum, you want to have her ID, her age, and those calving dates. But some real gold information is just observation. So is she a little wild in the chute, can be a little mean at calving, you know, especially those calving days, is she not producing a cow? But keeping those records on your phone or in a notebook, that means when you're at the chute and you're working these animals, it really makes that decision easy on who stays or goes in these times.
Our guest, Mackenzie Hall with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension. She's a livestock agent. So, Mackenzie, walk us through the priority group system, if you will. Who goes first when deciding to cull?
So we recommend a 1-4 scale. So your group fours are your sell immediate cow. So anybody that's open or not pregnant, that's chronically lame or has things like bad udders or cancer eyes or different, you know, health concerns. Mm-hmm. Our group threes are your older girls kind of with worn down teeth and just poor production.
Okay.
Your group twos are any ones that have minor issues that but may have still some value and production left in them for you or someone else. And then those group ones are going to be your keepers. So they're young, sound animals and really have a lot of production.
All right. So they're going to be, the group ones especially, going to be out there on the pasture. So how should we manage the remaining pastures during the drought, Mackenzie?
Yeah, so this is crucial. We've got a lot of calls over this lately, but we want to preserve that grass that is still there. So we want to try to avoid overgrazing at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
So leaving that high residual, so when your pastures get down to about 6 inches is when you want to stop and protect that soil and protect those roots. So if you get down to about 4 inches in height of that grass, you want to move your animals to either another pasture and rotate them or move them into a sacrifice area where you can feed hay or grain to prevent that long-term pasture damage.
Hey, Mackenzie, can drought make the forage toxic? Seems I've heard that somewhere.
Yeah, so there's actually a few plants that when they're stressed, some things like sorghum sedan and even weeds like pigweed can actually accumulate high nitrates. These levels will often spike right after a rain following a dry spell.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, you know, a few others that, you know, droughts or heat stress, things like that can affect some plants.
So how can producers feed this safely then?
So it's best to test, or you're really just taking a guess is what we like to say. So producers can get analysis done on their forages or hay to test for these nitrates through NCDA. If levels are high, we really want to avoid feeding, free choice feeding. Instead, you want to fill your cattle up on a safe hay or mm-hmm. forage that they're grazing, or introduce them into that forage in the afternoon when plant sugars are higher to help them adapt to these so they're not susceptible to nitrates.
Ah, okay. Mackenzie Hall, our guest, he's with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. Mackenzie, before I let you go, some great information today, by the way. Are there any like recent extension programs maybe you'd like to highlight for us today?
Yeah, so we did a really big event last week, I guess 2 weeks ago now, but we on April 20th and 21st, we held our Yadkin Ag Awareness Days and Davie Farm Animal Days at Lone Hickory Arena mm-hmm. in Yadkin County with roughly 850 second grade students and teachers and homeschoolers in attendance. This event highlights many elements of agriculture where youth are able to learn about all the different life cycles and production of animals in agriculture, including cattle, beef and dairy cattle, goats, equine, horses and donkeys, chickens, and veterinary care. Youth also learn about bees and horticulture plants and their importance, field crops and byproducts of animals, and nutrition, including MyPlate, which is a North Carolina essential standard in their curriculum for second graders.
Mackenzie, you have any programs that are coming up?
We have a few coming up. So we're doing a poultry processing workshop. So if you've ever been interested in raising your own poultry or learning how to process, we're going to be doing those on Saturday, June 13th. And then we also have a yogurt fermentation, so making your own yogurt at home, coming up on Wednesday, June 17th and 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll do a farm-to-table for our 4-H'ers and youth in the summer on June 30th. We have a few other programs coming up in July for fecal egg count and FEMACHA scoring. So those are for our small ruminant producers, so our sheep and goats. Those are coming up in mid and late July throughout the month. And then we'll have our livestock show on Saturday, August 15th. Registration is out for those first few classes, but be on the lookout for the rest.
All right. So you do have to register for these classes ahead of time. How do you go about doing that, Mackenzie?
We have an online form, so you can do that through Eventbrite, but we do have a website.
Okay.
So Davie and Yakin County both, on our website, we'll have the links to register. Or if you have any questions, you can give us a call too.
Terrific.
Either way.
Okay, speaking of give us a call, a lot of great information today, a lot of special information about livestock. If people do have questions, maybe you've piqued their interest about something, they want to get a little deeper into it, what's a good way to contact Mackenzie Hall?
The Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity provider, so anyone is free to contact us for information about our services. I can be reached at 336-849-7908 or through my email at mackenzie_hall@ncsu.edu.
For the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, Livestock Agent Mackenzie Hall. Mackenzie, always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you so much for the info today. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.